Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Quite the interesting day we had on Tuesday. A little bit of a key reversal day. We'll see if it holds. Of course, we've got the Fed today and see what they do. And, of course, I think the markets are reacting ahead of time to see what that's all about. But in the meantime, markets did reverse. But more importantly is that we actually had some volatility. And some two-sided price action, which at the end of the day is really what we want more than anything else, is that ability to be able to trade back and forth. And I think that is something that was much more interesting as we look at it. And again, that would be something that I would say would be more to what we're looking at and will give us a better opportunity to be able to make some money in this market. And that would be the better way to have it. Is to have that ability to see markets and have them have two-sided trading action. But the market was a little bit ugly, and as well was the Bitcoin. And, at the end of the day, we'll have to watch and see what happens. And one day does not tell the story. And that's what I think we have to focus on is where do we go from here? And how does the market react from here? And if it reacts like this is the top, which it very well could be. Again, it could be the top of the market. It may just be another buying opportunity. It could be a number of things. We may finally see that, that 3% sell-off, maybe a 5%, maybe nothing. Maybe we go straight up from here. Maybe go right back up and take out the highs, okay? That's the key that we have to understand from here, is that there is no way of saying how that reaction was. We've seen this key reversal pattern a number of times over the last few years, and not once has it worked. Not once has it done what it's supposed to do and reverse the markets. So we're not going to assume that this time is different. Just like when the markets go up, we say that that this time is not different. Well, this doesn't make the market different from here either. And I think that's something that, we have to focus on and understand and make sure that we have a better feel and a better handle on what's next. And I think that you get that by sitting back and observing and watching the market versus trying to be, ahead of it. Because again, you'll have plenty of time to make that key trade. But if you try to get ahead of it and you try to guess it, then you're going to be forced most likely to make a bad decision. Now, of course, every pundit on the street was making excuses for why. And of course, again, I don't know where we're going from here yet. I think that the sell-off from the top was easy to call. This was like a blow-off top. I wrote about it. I talked about it on the show yesterday. So this is not something that I would be thinking about. What I would think about, though, now is how does it react and where do we go from here? That's the more important deal that we should be concerned about, is now what? And that is always the next key, is now what? And, to just say that, well, it's over, we're going down. Well, again, I can't say that. I'd like to say that, but I can't say that. I think you saw some interesting things happening in the markets, but then, late in the day and after the close, the Dow rallied back up again. So, to try to say that it's this, that, or the other thing right now would be, as they say, fool's gold. And of course, the Bitcoin got clobbered, and boy, aren't the bubble callers off on that. And are we surprised that markets actually do take sell off and people actually do take profits? I mean, I don't know why we should be surprised at that happening. I don't know that the fact of that is something that, that should be a total surprise to anybody. I think, you know, more surprising is the continuation of the rally in gold, and that oil was able to hold up, even though it broke, tried to break. Now it was down, but it tried to break. I think that, you know, more important is the story in some of the grain markets, which, you know, are not moving very much right now and pretty much in status quo quiet time. So those are the things that are what we should be watching. Where are we going to get the opportunities to make money? Because at the end of the day, does it really matter, you know, where you get the opportunity? I mean, does it, can you only make money in this, or will you take it anywhere you can make it? And I think that is more important, as we always try to talk about, is to put ourselves in a position to be able to make money no matter where the markets are going. But now, that was the one very encouraging thing we saw, was that the VIX was higher pre-market, the VIX was higher all day, and the VIX actually popped pretty good for the day. I think when you look at the overall picture, I mean, the VIX was up about a buck and a half, and even the VXX, that garbage, was up $1.59. So, you know, this is something that could create the action that we are looking for, and that will create opportunity. Again, at the end of the day, we don't really care whether the market goes up or whether the market goes down. What we do care about is if the market has movement. So if we can get the market to have some movement, then we're going to be in a very good stead and really put ourselves in a much better position to be able to benefit from this. So that means that even though Tuesday's key reversal was there, it doesn't mean that we jump all over it and say, okay, well, now it's the time has come, and we're going to, now it's time to be short the market. I think that, again, really what we have to see is the subsequent next couple of days, you know, and then we can maybe say, hey, we can see a reason that there is a top in the overall market and that we should see some selling. Now, just because there's a top does not mean that we're going right into a bear market, nor does it mean we're going to a bear market at all. We could continue around here and trade and churn, which would be fine too. Again, the best type of action is the action that goes up and down, not just up or not just down. Okay. And that is what we are focused on, is the ability to see markets move, and whatever the market happens to be. Again, that is not important either. It's really just about whether or not we can see some general movement to a market that will allow us to get in and get out and be able to capitalize and be able to, you know, churn winning trades. That is really more what our concern is, and nothing else. I think that at the end of the day, you know, again, the action was pretty much predictable on Tuesday, and we'll see how today finishes out. But at the end, you know, it'll depend on how they interpret the Fed and what that does and where we go. And maybe, yes, indeed, maybe the high is in. But again, we cannot say that with in good conscience. I couldn't say that, because there's no way to know, you know, because of the overall action. This could have been just a one-day wonder and, you know, a lot of profit taking. So we'll have to, you know, gut it out and watch and continue to trade the patterns and not try to guess the next big move in the market. And that is more important than anything else. And of course, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. And, you know, make sure that you go to libertytalk.fm and download the show every single day. Help us get to our goal of 1 million downloads a month. And of course, I want to remind you about our high school investing program. It's highschoolinvesting.com. If you'd like to help out, all you have to do is go to patreon.com/BubbaTrading. And you can be one of those few that have helped us out, or one of the many, I should say. And of course, you can also get entrance into that platform and see what's in there, so you can learn something for yourself. So make sure that you check it out and go to patreon.com/BubbaTrading. And we're going to step out here for break. I'll be right back with more of the Bubba Show after the break. Todd Bubba Horwitz, the Bubba Show. We're coming right back with more. I had some pretty interesting things to say on Monday night, so we're going to go listen to Monday night's webinar, and here we go. Of course, the markets were closed today, but the futures are up pretty big,
if you didn't pay attention or didn't notice, had a couple of actually a couple of blowoffs as well in the futures. So there was a, if you were trading, and I obviously I would not expect anybody to trade, but if you were trading, there was a couple of shots to take in the old market today. Let me just take a look at the quick view of. And, of course, you can see that there was some opportunities, a couple of blow-offs up and then a couple of blow-offs down. And, of course, the rally right now, we're opening now, and we're Dow's up 154. All right. Now, this is a continuation from, you know, where it closed. And, you know, this would almost be looking like a blow-off right here. Again, volume's very light. You'd have to be really understand what you're doing to get involved here. But anyways. Markets are going up. The melt up continues. And of course, today was Martin Luther King Day. The markets were closed. And I Have a Dream. Great speech. Saw it again today. And great stuff. So, and deserved to have the market closed for him. And of course, we start out no call without the words of wisdom from our friend Connie. And if passion drives you, let reason hold the reins. And, you know, again, this is, you know, something that's going on, which we'll talk about a little bit tonight, but the general landscape of the market and what's going on. And I think that, you know, we are seeing a major melt up and, you know, nobody wants to call this a bubble. I will, but it doesn't mean it's going to pop anytime soon. But I think one of the big differences in this bubble than in others is there's actually no two-way trade right now. The market just keep going higher and higher and higher. And there's some interesting reasons why, which we will get into. If you think, well, I actually agree, but I do think wheat's going higher. But of course, as you know, I get the bitch the whole call through, but I always assign one thing for my dedicated bitch and speak of the devil. Chelsea Manning running for office. Can we imagine that? Is there something wrong with that picture? I don't get it. I don't even know why it's allowed. I mean, I don't know if it is or not, but I don't know. It kind of a, you know, give away all America's secrets and then run for office. That's a and get a clemency from the president. I don't know. I don't get it. But you know what the hell? I mean, it is what it is, right? That's one thing. We don't have a choice. Should I interpret that is that first word is peace? And the rest is that's not the POS system, right? Anyways, so obviously we didn't have any trading today, but as we go back and always look back at where we stand and what's going on and look at some levels, the Dow was, of course, up on Friday because it may never go down again and only up 220. Look at the back-to-back days. Now, again, this is also a sign of potential blowing off. And the reason I have the Bollinger Bands in today, I don't usually use them, but I want to show you something. And again, this is why you have to be very careful with the overall indicators, okay, is because they don't mean anything. That's why you have to be careful with them, because if you look at these indicators, you should be short the Dow. And I'm telling you, as bearish as I want to be, that you can't be shorted. All right? All you can do now is if you want to play, you need to be a buyer somewhere around probably 25,000 or somewhere in that neighborhood. Now, we've seen a couple of those dips that get close enough, but right now we're still at 25,000, which is where we were last week when we started. And, of course, you know, we never really got down, you know, that far. But, again, you can see where the kind of support is. There's no reason to sell this. It's going higher. Why do we want to think that we're smarter than the market and think we can sell it? The S&P, again, look at these back-to-back days. Now, this chart is bananas. I mean, this is so parabolic, it's ridiculous. But it's going up. So, again, if you want to play in here, you can only play this alongside, you know, like 2740. Now, again, that doesn't mean that you can't day trade, you know, a short position based on a blow-off or whatever we do on our trading. But from a position standpoint, you can only be long this market, all right? Because why? Because it's going up. There's no other reason than it's just simply it's going up. And if you go back and look at the levels, we said you could buy it. We continue to go up from those levels. But more importantly, look at the Bollinger Bands. All right. So we're still at a well past a two standard deviation move. And based on, you know, the theory, again, is that you would be sellers. Well, again, if you'd have been selling, you'd have been selling since about 2600, and they're only almost 2800. Not a very good do. So, again, you can only be a buyer here as well. The NASDAQ, which is another one that's obviously going bonkers. All right. Look, I mean, again, these patterns are unsustainable, but is there any reason for us to step in the side of them? And the answer is no, because what we've seen and what we'll continue to see is the continued buying into these at every dip. And then one day they will sell off. But again, right now is not that day. And again, you see how overextended these are as well. These are all considered very overbought. But we still cannot decide that we want to be a seller because we're not going to be able to benefit. And here, you'd probably look somewhere around 7,100 would be the spot. And all you're looking for is either where it broke out from, which should act as support, or where it might have paused for a moment. And you can see this little bit of a sell-off, which kind of makes the 7,100 area about an area you could look at. Now, me personally, again, I'm not interested right now. I'm not buying these, but it doesn't mean that that's the right play, the wrong play to not buy. Certainly, being long here has been the right answer, and buying into the dips has been the right answer. So I'm not going to tell you that they're not going to go higher. I just say there's other things I'd rather do than just buy the general market indices. And the last one that we thought had a little bit of a chance for a sell-off is gone bananas altogether. Here, look at the last 2 days in the Russell. I mean, this is unbelievable. Now, again, is it unbelievable? No, I've seen it before. We've all seen it before. But you have to, again, you know, look for, we said no sale, and we said look to buy at 1550. Well, what was the low there? Oh, my goodness gracious, it was 1551, and now it's almost 1600. So, again, you can see the pattern. The pattern is fairly clear, all right? And all the pattern it tells you is that the footprint is continuing to go up. So what you're looking for right now, until notice otherwise, is you want to buy at a level of support. Now, here, there really is no real support. Now, all the way back down to probably 1550 or 1560 again. So you can expect at some point this week probably a fairly significant sell-off in the Russell. And if you haven't noticed, the indexes are starting to separate and how they go and how fast they go. I mean, even overnight, last night, the Dow's up 150, okay, and the S&P is only up 6. So this equates to, in money terms, this is $300, this is 780. So in theory, the Dow's up almost 2.5 times as much right now, and the NASDAQ is barely up at all. And that's something that you just have to recognize when you're looking at these different things to see that we're starting to see some separation in these indices, which is just another sign of what we'll call the meltdown.
And did you notice the sell-off on Tuesday? On Monday night, we mentioned there could be a fairly significant sell-off in the Russell. And there it was on Tuesday. Now, again, obviously, I didn't expect it that fast. But again, these are things that we are continually watching as we trade, is what's going on and where can we create the best opportunity to be able to make money. I mean, that's what we come down to, is where can we make the most amount of money and the best trades. So again, I would not have, you know, recommended, you know, heavily into that position either way, but it was something that was, we could expect. And what we really want to see is the following rally, and then we can make a much better decision when that happens. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. I'm Bubba, of course. And I want to remind you to download the show every single day at libertytalk.fm. And don't forget to get Bubba's Daily Update, which I make available to you every day after the market closes. I do a quick 3 to 5, 6 minute video, and I shoot it to you so you can get an idea for what I think, what happened, what I think is going to happen. And all you have to do is go to bubbatrading.com, and you can just sign up at the box that'll pop up for you. It's free. So I want to make sure that you're included. Don't miss it. It's a great piece, and we will be back with more of The Bubba Show after the break. This is Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we're going to step out here and come right back to you with more of Monday's webinar, The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, and we're going to get back to Monday's call. Here we go.
Melt up, excuse me. It's not melting down, it's melting up. Oil, again, I've talked about this fear trade, and notice, it's still going straight up. And of course, we're looking for a spot to sell it. We not necessarily have found one yet, and again, the pattern remains the same. It's still being driven up by fear. This is still a manipulated market that's being driven by fear. Again, we're looking for a spot. I'm definitely not buying it 100%. I'm only a seller, and I have to just find a spot. I don't have one to give you right now because there's no reason for me to say that it would sell. Now, if we got a huge move, you know, like, for example, this day here would have been a potential sale. Now, you'd be losing now, but that would have been a potential. That would be something that we'd be looking for, is a spike up on volume that starts to fail. But again, it's tricky, and you can either try to catch a blow off and sell it, or you can try to wait until it turns around and the trend changes. Either way is fine. Again, I'm not in a hurry to do anything goofy here. Okay. Gold. Okay. We thought 1330 would be a resistance level. Notice, all right, it came up once, failed, and then boom, it's exploding. Now, this is now breaking out on a long-term chart as well. So now you have to look, I can't be a seller anymore. I am short, and I'm going to have to, you know, going to cover. I just have to figure out where, and I want to see the actual market with real volume tomorrow. But I'm short. I'm short actually from 1318. But I'm going to have to figure out where to cover, but I want to see what it looks like. Again, I'm never going to cover into a market that's real thin. Okay, on a day it's closed. I'll reevaluate it, you know, overnight when all the markets get back up and running and we see. In the meantime, if you're going to play this market right now, you should only be playing to the long side. You should be looking at 1330 as a spot to potentially step in and buy it. The bonds, what an amazing story these are. Now, we've been dead right on these and been burying them, which has been great. Okay, and of course, a funny thing happened on the way to the ranch, which we'll talk a little bit later as well, but look at what happened here. All right, we had a big collapse last Wednesday, and amazingly, there was an announcement out of China on that day, and amazingly, the Fed was whining about something, okay, and hold on 1 second. So at the end of the day, all right, again, I'm a seller again. I mean, I would be a seller of this at probably 151 or just below there. I'm never buying right now. There's no chance. Again, certainly I'm not selling. Certainly I'm not buying. This I'm not buying. I know in my mind this is going much, much lower. I will look to be a seller. I think 151 is a level. And we'll equate it when we get to the TLT and TBT. The euro currency. Look what happened. Remember how I tell you these moves come out of nowhere? And that's exactly right. It came out of nowhere, and here it is. And this was actually, it was funny because this was one of the targets we had way back when until I gave up, and we moved down our targets. Now we were paid off. But in the meantime, look what's going on here. Now, this happens to, isn't it amazing how this coincides with the bonds and what happened on that same Wednesday, okay? And I will get to the explanation of that, but that's just interesting how these things tied together. But here, I mean, here I'm almost willing, if this starts to fail, okay, I would be willing to go ahead and take a stab from the short side. Now, again, you have to be, you have to have a little bit higher risk tolerance if you're going to get in here, okay, because, again, you can see the movement, and this is pretty big. I mean, this is from bottom to top on a futures contract, it's like $4,500, okay, in 4 days. So, again, but I am a willing seller, just a question of where now. And I'm not going to give you a level yet because I don't have one, other than I would be a seller on a failure of this move right now. The British pound, again, like the others, that was easy. Now, we've been bullish and trying to be long the British pound. If you are long now, and if you bought all along, this would be a good spot to probably take some profit. Now, it doesn't mean run out and sell tomorrow. What it means is when it starts to fail, okay? I gave no number because I have no number. I would sell the euro here if it starts to fail. So I don't really have a direct number, so I did not give a level. I would not just sell it at random right this minute. What I would do is if the, let's say the 10-minute chart or the 30-minute chart starts to turn lower, that's where I would take a little bit of profit. Or you can just set a stop and say, okay, let me stop me out. And then adjust it later, which is another way to trade it, all right? And, of course, the poor old VIX is not so poor old anymore. It did bounce off, but the real question is the bounce off of the bottom just a bounce? In other words, what we look at things like this is, here's a bottom, but is this the bottom? This is like a double bottom right here. Let me just clean this up for a minute. You can just kind of see what I'm talking about. So if you look at this, this almost forms a true double bottom, which would be what's known in the world as a W, okay? Which is about right, okay? Now, is this the end right here? And is this just going to fail like it's done every other time because it's in a longer-term downtrend? Or will this end up turning out to be the bottom? That we don't have the answer to yet. But I would suspect that we're going to run into some resistance in the next day or so, and it'll make a decision whether it's going to break out, and this is going to start to make the new trend, or it's just going to continue down like it's been forever. But it did perk up a little bit in this melt up. It was interesting that the markets were up huge and the volatility was up as well. So we'll see how it plays out. Now, the falling dollar. Now, one of the reasons the dollar is falling, does anybody have a guess before I get into it? I'm just curious if anybody listens. Because there is, in my opinion, again, it doesn't make it right. Dollar is too weak for rates to stay low. Oh, look who's here. I just forwarded your article to my son on cold calling. How do you like that? Huh? Look who's here. What's up? That is right. The Fed needs to keep the dollar low because when the dollar was rising, that was like a backdoor interest rate hike. They don't want that. Okay? So this is one of the reasons you're seeing, again, the usual old manipulation. The fascinating psychology of blow-off tops. And again, I'm not calling the top, but I'm giving you some information here. And what I'm telling you is this is unsustainable. This is ridiculous. However, it doesn't matter. All right? It's still going up. Record RSI. Okay? Again, I don't use these indicators, but this chart happened to have it on there, and that happens to be the case. So I can't tell you that the end is here. I can just tell you that what we're seeing is unsustainable, whether or not it sells off big and then it does what it's done in the past and just resume the rally, or the top is going to be put in. But you've got a couple things happening. You've got the fear of missing out against the greed factor of buying. Now, notice how the Fed's balance sheet goes directly with the S&P. Okay. I mean, you know, coincidence? I don't know. I don't think so. I think that that's kind of the reason what we've talked about. It continues to go higher because the money remains cheap. Manipulate the purchase power for imports. That's correct. It's not only for imports, so it's for everything. It's for really for interest rates. And everyone's in the pool. Well, it looks like many are now in, and I'm sure there's still room for more, but there's a dramatic amount of margin debt. But if you just look at these two charts, the one on the left, does anybody know when the one on the left is? It happens to be Bear Stearns. Okay. And again, I'm not saying the market's going to be Bear Stearns, but again, we all know that the sustainability of a move like this is almost relatively impossible for any length of time. And we'll see when the money runs out and the music stops. And this is by no means telling you not to stay in or to short the market, because that's not what I'm saying. I do not want anybody shorting the market right now. You know, I want you hedged, I want you protected, but I don't want you trying to pick the top. That would be silly. You know, we'll take a stab. I mean, there'll be a pattern that'll show up and I'll say, this looks like it could be a top at some point. But right now it does not look like it. It looks like it's just going to continue to fire higher.
And that's why we're kind of sitting on the sidelines, cautiously picking spots here and there to make certain trades. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. We're not interested in trying to reinvent the wheel or reinvent the market. We understand how the market functions, how the market works. So let's not be trying to, you know, outguess or outsmart the overall market. Because, again, all you can do is find yourself in trouble. But you never find yourself in trouble when you're at the Bubba Show. And this is the Bubba Show, of course. And I want to remind you about highschoolinvesting.com. That is where we educate high school kids. And we have 300 high schools that we're in. And I want to thank Melanie and Werner and John and Jack and my attorney from Texas and all the people who have contributed, Jeff and Rhonda. And I want to make sure that I thank you all for helping out. And if anybody else wants to help out, you can go to Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaTrading, and help us out there. And don't forget to download the show every day at libertytalk.fm. And we are going to step out here for a break. We'll be right back with more of the Bubba Show after the break. Todd Bubba Horwitz coming back to you after the break with more of the Bubba Show. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz, and we're listening to some stuff and having a good time. So let's get back to it right now.
And how could the street be this wrong? I don't know. Again, this is always something that I find laughable. We can manipulate numbers any way we want, and they're talking about the tax rate and how it's going to work out. Now, you know, one of the things that you've got going on now, you know, you've got all these bonuses going on, and it's great. And I'm happy for the employees. I think it's phenomenal that people are getting more money. Okay. But you don't think that these big companies are just giving away the money because they got the tax cut. They're giving away the money because it makes monetary sense to their balance sheet that if they give a $1,000 bonus, maybe it only costs them net out of pocket $300. Okay. The employee's happy. They look good. And they get a better work ethic possibly because they're doing this. Now, again, I'm happy they're doing it. Don't get me wrong. But I'm just saying that we can make the numbers look like anything we want it to make look like. But when it comes down to it, it comes down to a straight dollars and cents issue to the corporations. They're just not handing out. Walmart didn't just hand out all those bonuses and then close 63 stores afterwards. Okay? You know what I'm saying? So let's not get – again, I always urge you not to get too involved in what these jackasses talk about. You're never 100% right there. Look, I say this, and I say this on my radio show all the time. I'm not jealous about them. I'm happy that everybody's making a lot of money because I believe in capitalism. But I don't want to be convinced that it's they're doing it out of the goodness of their heart. I would do the same thing. I'd have bought my stock back just like they did when the money was so cheap. I mean, certainly, if you're paying out a 3% dividend, you can borrow money at 3%. Doesn't it make sense to buy your stock back instead of paying the dividend out? I mean, you know, again, the great Bitcoin meltdown is coming. I don't know. You know, again, I'm a believer, not necessarily in Bitcoin, although that's the big one. I think that Bitcoin has some issues in general from what I'm now learning. But I'm a big believer in the cryptocurrency space. I'm a big believer now in that this is a financial revolution. So is it in a bubble? It could be in a temporary bubble. But again, the internet bubble was a bubble, but look what turned out from the bubble. So it doesn't mean that these prices aren't going to pop. Dollar stores is euros closed. And of course, the dollar was up again today. And we talked about that. I mean, This is. I can't prove it. I can't show it to you. But in my opinion, it's 100% manipulated. There is no reason for that to be what's going on. China posts largest annual surplus with U.S. What does it mean? What does it mean? It means, look at China. I don't know. Nobody really knows what the real numbers that ever come out of China are. Okay. Nobody ever knows for a fact because they don't necessarily report everything. But what we do know is that China has more what they call hidden cities. China's balance sheet is as manipulated as anything. And we don't really know. So I don't know what it means. I just know that they're probably doing something. Listen, the last thing China needs is for our economy to collapse as well. You know, everybody's kind of stuck with each other. Okay, don't be fooled. Wall Street, not Main Street, is big tax return. No, I'm not a believer in that. This is a CNN headline. I mentioned the stores closing, and I do think the tax cuts are good. I believe they should have been better. I think that the tax cut should have been better for the small business. This is always my concern, is they did not do a good job for the middle class business, for the little guy, for the startup. They basically hamstrung them even a little bit deeper, even though they're paying a lower tax rate. When their bigger corporate competitors are paying even a less of a tax rate, it makes it not so good. And of course, Walmart is closing some Sam's Club stores, which we talked about. South Korea said we'll decide on what to do about cryptocurrencies. I don't really know what they can do. Okay. You know, this electronic currency, you know, I don't know if they can do anything about it, but you do have the governments are worried. I think that's a problem. Okay. And I think that's a good problem. That's a good problem for us, because the what we'd really like to get out is we'd like to get the Fed out of the business. We'd like to get the Fed at least to be more realistic on the things that they do and not try to float the economy and not try to continue to let the rich accumulate all the money for free. I have no problem with the rich getting richer. That's part of the business. That's part of the world, right? When you have all the money, when you have a lot of money and things go bad, Mr. Potter can step in and buy. That's supposed to happen. I have no issue with that. I have an issue when rules are set against the little guys from succeeding. That, to me, is an issue. Trump earns high marks from UBS on economic policies. Like him or not, the stock market is certainly going up. I can only say that. China raising its bar on cryptocurrency crackdown. You know, all they can do is cut down the electricity, right? Again, I go back to, can they do anything about that? And I think that's another problem. Okay. Again, I think cryptocurrencies are here to stay. And I think especially in places like China and Russia and any of the other communist lands, they're going to flourish because people are going to want to try to stash their money where it can't be gotten to. And I think that's the beauty of the currency. Tonight on Global News Toronto, City Councilor is introducing a motion to accept Bitcoin for utility. Yeah, I think that's great. I think that they're real. Okay, you know, Overstock, Patrick, what's his name? Patrick from Overstock.com. He was a believer a while ago. And, you know, Priceline takes, a lot of places take it already. I believe that it should be taken. I think that it's, again, I believe it's real. I believe it's going to work. And I know that all the offshore places want them. I'm with you. They cook the books. They always do. That is correct. Dow Jones nears 26,000 as U.S. stocks reach most overbought in 120 years. What does it mean? Nothing. It means they're overbought. So what? Again, you have to understand it doesn't really mean anything in the big scheme of life because they can go higher. You know, I often tell the story in the 90s when I was short Yahoo and almost went broke when I was shorted like 3-something. It went to 500. I had to get out. I couldn't take it anymore. So it does not mean we can't go to Dow 30,000 before this reverse is back. And that's what I want to warn you. And we'll take a shot here and there. We'll look at a spot, but to lay all your cards out and put it all in because you think, don't think so much. Now, this is a good sign if you believe that the markets are getting closer to the top. You know, now Goldman is putting the recession as low for now. And, you know, Goldman is typically, my guess is, and I have no factual basis on this now. I used to have some because when I used to trade against them, I knew. But right now, I obviously don't know what they're trading. But typically, they're probably shorting the market right now would be my guess. Okay. Now, the big commercials are short quite a bit. So again, that doesn't mean anything because, again, when the commercials are getting short, all they're really doing is they have their core long position, and they're selling. They're buying VIX futures against that. They're selling short against that, but they still own. So they're basically like hedging versus actual taking a big short. So that's why you always want to make sure you know what's on the other side of that trade. So just because somebody buys, 50,000 options of one option, you hear this most active, it only means that somebody is either using it to cover up a position, they're taking a shot. There's a number of reasons why, and we never know the exact reason. Markets rise, brutals fall as the Fed's latest warning shot. Is there a risk? Of course, there's always risk. Listen, the faster we go up, like we're going up, the more likelihood we are to see a move like this. Hold on, let me get the right chart. The faster we go up, the more likely you are to see a move like that. Okay. Now, again, who the hell knows? There's no way of knowing, but you can bet you're going to see it again. And it's not because I'm bearish. It's not, the only thing it means is it basically is a numbers game. That's really what it is. And the Fed is pretty much out of bullets. And, gold, actually a good old Saudi Arabia market manipulating oil. We've said that all along.
And we've said that about everything. And, of course, that's what's going on. We're having some major manipulation, and we got more today with our good old friends from the Federal Reserve at bay. But in the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, of course, as always, I thank you for being a part of the show and for being here today. And we'll see you back here tomorrow. Make sure you go to libertytalk.fm and download the show as usual. Don't help me get my goal, 1 million downloads a month. And that'll do it for today, kids. Thank you so much. It's always great to be here. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Everybody, we'll see you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.